Father, thank you tonight that Lord, you've allowed us the privilege to come to the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren. Thank you for our family. Thank you, Lord, you birthed us into family, God. Thank you for a home in heaven. Thou shines the sun. Thank you for a firm foundation, Lord. A lot of people in this world, Lord, kind of got the idea the church is going down. No, Lord, the church is going up. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We're in that number, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight that we have eyes to read the Word of God, ears to hear the Word of God, fingers and hands to turn the pages of the Word of God, a Spirit of God to help us to understand the Word of God, a voice to preach the Word of God. God, you've been good to us tonight. Lord, I pray tonight you pour out your blessings in this service, not, Lord, because we're a worthy people, but because we're a needy people. God, we need you tonight. We need you every hour. Most precious Lord, I pray, Father, tonight you'd stir our hearts. Help us, Lord, to never forget. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That's what I'd like to call the message tonight. I had actually forgotten what I was going to call it, but while I was praying, the Lord brought it back. I'd like to call the message, Never Forget. Never Forget. That's a slogan or a phrase that came out after 9/11. After that, we were attacked as a nation and the Twin Towers went down. You saw it on bumpers. You saw it on signs. Never forget. And that was a sad day in America. And I'll say this, we should never forget that we have an enemy in this world, amen, that hates righteousness, hates freedom. Are you listening to me tonight? And definitely hates old-time Christians. And the old-time Bible, amen, and the old-time way of worshiping the Lord. Beloved, they hate us, amen. But let me say this tonight, just as we should never forget, and never forget where God has brought our country from, what God has brought our country through. We as God's people, I'm going to make a statement tonight. It's the truth. We're prone to forget. We're prone to forget. And I believe that goes back to what Brother John was talking about in Sunday school. This old flesh is prone to forget the blessings of God. Let me show you a verse of scripture over in the book of Judges tonight. How many understands that they got in trouble in the book of Judges? The book of Judges, after the days of Joshua, and God has blessed them up one side and down the other. There's a reason they got in trouble. There's a reason that every man did that which was right in their own eyes. And it's found here in the book of Judges, chapter number 3. Look at verse number 7. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam. I'll tell you something tonight. Listen to me. You may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell you the church world in America is going down the wrong road as a whole. And they have forgotten old-time religion. They've forgotten the old Bible. They have forgotten, beloved, the ways of God and turned to the ways of man and the ways of entertainment. You know I'm telling the truth tonight, amen. And, beloved, listen, as goes the church, so goes the nation, amen. When the church goes away from God, you can turn around, beloved, and there'll be a nation going away from God. I'll tell you something tonight, it's refreshing to come into God's house and find the Father at home in his own house. I believe in a lot of churches tonight, Jesus is standing on the outside of the door knocking, wanting to get into his own house, amen. Because, beloved, man has come up with a better way, they think, than God's way. And there is no better way than God's way tonight. The Bible said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. My first two children were born, and I stayed out in the hallway and out in the, I guess, the waiting room, the waiting area there in Abingdon, Virginia. You say, preacher, why'd you do that? Two reasons. Number one, I didn't know no better. Number two, if I had, I'd have probably been chicken. Amen, to go back there anyway. Amen. But then I got saved. And God give us two more children. God give us Charity and Elizabeth. We had Amanda then, and then Jeremy, and then Charity, and then Elizabeth. When I got saved, Brother Gale, there just something inside of me wanted to go back there with Miss Eve, wanted to hold her hand. I'll tell you something right now. The first two I absolutely took for granted. And I tell you, my heart melted with, oh, I tell you, saved people, their heart ought to melt. Amen. When their children have their fingers and their toes and their hands and their feet and they're breathing. Amen. On their own, we ought to bless His name tonight for His benefits. We take so much for granted. So much for granted. Notice the Bible here tonight. I tell you what, I could go home right now and just forget it and say it's all right, Lord. But I just want to take us on a little stroll tonight down memory lane. Can we do that? Amen. We're just going to stroll right down through the verses here in this chapter. Never forget. We ought to never forget. Look at verse number 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases. We ought to never forget, Brother Gale, who it is that forgave us of all. Oh, what it say there? Is that what it said? It said all thine iniquities. Oh, you say, preacher, surely to God Jesus didn't forgive you of all of them. Oh, yes. Past, present, future. The blood of Jesus Christ washed them all away. Amen. You say, preacher, how far away? I'll tell you after a while. We'll get to that in a minute. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, we ought to never forget who it is. The Bible said every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Honey, if you're saved tonight, you have the gift of God. The gift of God is Jesus. The gift of God is eternal life. And that gift didn't come up from beneath. That gift came down from above. That's what it means to be born again. To be born from above. Hallelujah. I've been born again. He forgives us. Look at this. Look at verse number 4. Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Sister Jane, you're singing about being on the auction block. Honey, they didn't nobody want this piece of garbage. But I tell you, the Savior of the world stepped out and said, I'll take him. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, that reminded me, hallelujah. That reminded me, beloved, of the night that God said, listen, I know you're in trouble, son. And I know you're not fit for nothing. But wait till I get done with you, amen. It'll be all right. Hallelujah. You take, beloved, tonight, the fact that He's redeemed our life from destruction. Not only that, He crowned us. Sounds like something He might do for a child of the King. He crowned us with loving kindness, the Word of God said, and tender mercies. He satisfied thy mouth. Let me ask you something tonight. Are you satisfied? I said, are you satisfied? You know what's wrong with this stinking world we live in? Beloved, there's too many people not satisfied. You want to know what's wrong in the house of God many times? And people just not satisfied. I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to get you a good heart full of Jesus. You ought to get you a good heart full of love and tender mercy. Try to help somebody else along the way. And you can be satisfied where you are. I remember what somebody said to me years ago. I never have forgotten. Said a man is not rich in respect to what he has. A man is rich in respect to what he wants. Have you heard what I just said? Honey, if you have a whole bunch and you want a whole bunch more, you're not rich. But you can have just a little bit and not want a thing. That's what the Bible said in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What's that mean? That means He's enough. That means He satisfies. That means, beloved, He's all I need tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything else is wrapped up in Him. He'll take care of us tonight. Beloved, the Bible said not to fret, not to worry about tomorrow, because God will take care of us. Look what the Bible said. Verse 6, we ought to never forget the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. You say, preacher, what's that mean? Well, it means several things, but the main thing tonight I want to bring out is this. That means that there's a lot of people in the world that think they're getting by, and they might be trying to get over on you. They might be trying to do you wrong. But what God's people need to remember is vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It's like Brother John said, get to praying for them. You'll see them a little different light. Turn them over to the Lord, honey. You might get to see them saved by the grace of God and serving the Lord with gladness. Amen. Never forget. Never forget. In verse number 7, He made known His ways unto Moses. Let me ask you something tonight. Are you saved? Look at me tonight. Wave at me tonight if you're saved. You know why you're saved? Because God, the God of heaven, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, made His way known unto you. Honey, you were as blind as I was. We were all blind. We were all dead in trespass and sin. And God come along and made His way known unto us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way. The way. The way. The truth. And the life. The Word of God. I tell you where a lot of people are tonight. Here's where they are. They're in this way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man. Honey, I'm glad I'm not in a way tonight that seems right. I'm glad I'm in a way tonight that is right. Hallelujah. You can't miss in the Bible way. You can't miss in the Jesus way. You can't miss, beloved, in the Holy Ghost way. And I believe all three are the same in one. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to never forget. Never forget. Look at verse 8. Never forget the Lord is merciful and gracious. Is anybody wanting to say, bless the Lord? I'm about half done. Anybody want to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul? He forgave me. He feeds me. He puts clothes on my back. He gave me a family. Put me in the family of God. I'm going to heaven when I die. Anybody wanting to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me? You know what I believe? I believe tonight that God needs to put His hand on His people again. Pull us out of this complacency that we're in. Get us to a place, Brother Steve, you talked about last night or yesterday morning. We're going out visit where we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I tell you another place we need to get, where we're not ashamed to worship Him. Where we're not ashamed, amen, to be identified with a people that will lift high the blood-stained banner and proclaim to a lost and dying world, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. You say, preacher, it ain't right to say your way's the only way. I didn't. I said, God's way is the only way. It ain't my way, it's God's way. He revealed His way to me. He revealed His way to you. And you'd still be lost if He hadn't revealed Himself to you. And I would have too. Amen. The Bible said the Lord's merciful. He will not always chide. Don't forget that. Neither will He keep His anger forever. Watch this now. Look in verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. You say, preacher, what do you mean? We've forgotten that. Sometimes I think we get to thinking like we deserve to be saved and, you know, we deserve where we're at. No, what we deserve is hell. What we deserve is separation from God. What we deserve is eternal death. But the Word of God said right here, well, to never forget that He hath not dealt with us after our sin. You say, preacher, what would happen if He dealt with you after your sin? I tell you what would happen. I would have to die without God and go to hell. You say, preacher, what happened to your sin? I tell you what happened. He put them on His Son. His Son took them to Calvary. He died for my sin that I might live. He's not dealt with me according to my sin. He dealt with His Son. You say, preacher, that's not right. Read Isaiah chapter 53. He, God the Father, hath laid on Him, God the Son, the iniquity of us all. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. The Bible said, He shall see of the travail of His soul and shall be satisfied. By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for He shall bear their iniquity. I say tonight, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Never forget. It's Him that revealed Himself to us. It's Him that hath not dealt with us according to our sins and iniquity. Look at verse number 11. Boy, I like this. Never had put these two verses together. Think about this. Oh, boy. You say, preacher, sin. You know, listen, look at verse number 10. Watch what the Bible said right here. Verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Brother Steve, He's got this thing of forgiveness going two ways now. He's got it going that way, and then He's got it going this way in the next verse. As far as the east is from the west. So far hath he removed our transgressions from. Oh, glory to God. I tell you what the Bible's teaching right there. You can look as far as you can that away. Look as far as you can that away. Look as far as you can that away. And you can't find my sin because it's buried in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you say, preacher, if I believed that, I'd live like hell. No, if you believe that, we'd catch you down at the red light shouting, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Grace doesn't teach you to live ungodly. It teaches you to live godly. You ever meet Christ in grace? The Bible said the grace of God to bring us salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live righteously and soberly in this present world. Amen. Hallelujah tonight for a Savior. My friend, it said, don't forget. Forget not all his benefits. Look at verse number 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Several times today, we've heard statements like this. Brother Aaron, I think you just made it again, not even being in the testimony service this morning. We've heard statements like this. I've not always been what I ought to have been. Anybody relate to that? Brother Paul, you shared something with me last when we talked the other day. Brother Paul just let me know that he had to come to a place like I have many times in my life, just tell his family I blew it. Oh, you say, I would never admit that. I don't believe you'll ever be totally wrong with God till you do. You don't get it all right, and I don't either. But you know what the blessing is? We ought to never forget that God knows our frame. And God knows we're just dust, Brother Gary. God knows we're not there yet. God knows we're pressing on. God knows we're pressing for the mark. But God knows we've not attained yet. But thank God if Jesus comes before daylight, I'll be there and I'll be like him. But tonight, he knows my frame. He said, preacher, that's just an excuse. No, that's just the truth. That's going back to what Brother John said in Sunday school, this flesh. You say, I don't have any flesh. I'm glad for you. The rest of us do. Somebody help me. And it's rotten. That's why God's going to let us. I like the line in the song, Brother Ralph, this robe of flesh. I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize. I'm glad, thank God, Brother Colt, I'm getting out of this flesh. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. Glory, glory. Never forget, never forget. Look at verse 15. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. Mentioned this yesterday morning, Brother Steve, before we went out, walking through my yard. Only happened two or three times since I've lived in Tennessee. But under my feet, Brother Law, the grass was going crunch, crunch. It just breaking. The grass was literally so dry, it just breaking under my feet. Here's what God said. You'll bless his name tonight. If you'll remember this, don't ever forget. You're not here for long. We're all just passing through. Just like the grass that springs up, amen. Honey, listen, this old flower's withering. Some of us know, beloved, listen, we're on the downhill side, amen. It's a fading fast. But thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I just want to bless his name on the way, amen. Bless his name. I'm not here for long. What time I'm here? What time I can have a tongue and have a mind, I want to just say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Hey, listen to me tonight. How many preachers in the house tonight? I want every preacher to stand up that's in the house tonight. Stand up. Stand up, everyone. Stand up, Brother John. Amen. Anybody else tonight preaching in the house? Let me ask you this. Brother Steve, have you ever went to the pulpit with less than your all? I have to, brother. Brother Aaron, have you ever went to the pulpit less than full, less than all? What about you, Brother John? Have you ever went to the pulpit with less than all? What about you, Brother Larry? Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? These are the men of God. And beloved, if we struggle with that all, you better believe that all of God's people struggle with that all. The Bible said, forget not all of His benefits. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, tonight, never forget. You know what I believe? I believe every time Paul got up to preach, Brother Sam, the Holy Ghost would say, never forget. Paul never could get over Damascus. You know why? Because it wasn't something special about that road. It's something special about the one he met on that road. And he never could forget it. How in the world? Let me ask you something tonight. How in the world can anybody meet Jesus and forget him? Oh, my soul. Never forget. Never forget. Let's look on here tonight. Just another place or two. The Bible said here, verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, not only space comes in, Brother Steve, this way as far as you can go, that way as far as you can go, and that way as far, but now time comes into play. How long is God's mercy? Everlasting. Everlasting. Never forget. Never forget. I tell you tonight, the church of the living God has been bought with a precious price. And tonight it would do us well to never forget His benefits. Never forget. Watch this tonight. The Bible said here, to such as keep His covenant, to those that remember His commandments to do them, don't forget His word. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rolleth over all. God has told us in recent days we have access to His throne. Never forget. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength and do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. The psalmist finished it up just like he started. Well, glory. Ooh, that's good right there, honey. Brother Ralph, wouldn't it be good to finish up just like we started? We started out, bless the Lord. Wouldn't it be good to lay this whole body down saying, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. I want to tell you tonight, we're prone to forget. We're prone to leave the one we love. More importantly than that, the one that loves us. And I tell you tonight, God is saying to us as a church, in November the 12th, I don't know if this is going to come to pass or not, but tonight as I sat there, I love our choir. Brother Ralph, a choir director, give anything to have a choir like that on Sunday night. You know that. Pastors give anything, have choir. But I tell you what, if it goes like God wants it to go, I believe this all my heart, the choir will be full, the deck up there will be full, and there may be people standing on the steps on Sunday night, November the 12th, blessing the Lord, singing the songs of Zion. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. Maybe I have, but leave me alone. I'm having a good time. Amen. I said, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, I want to say publicly tonight, God, forgive me for half-heartedness. Forgive me, Lord, for half an effort. What ought to be? Amen. I said amen. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. I'm going to tell you something right now. A good marriage takes more than half. It takes all. A good relationship with Jesus, my friend, is when He is your all in all. He has access to everything you have. He has your time. He has your talent. He has anything he wants of yours. Amen. Because after all, he did buy us and pay for us. Years ago, I'll quit with this. Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. Ain't you? I'm just glad to be saved. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I've not got tired of this way. I've got tired in this way. I'm being honest. But I've never got tired of this way. Let me say this tonight. Years ago, I went down to Rose's department store. Brother Harvin, Abingdon, Virginia. And they had a Remington 1100 shotgun sitting there on the shelf. Brother Aaron, the price tag on it was $229. Now, if you know what one cost, well, they don't even make them anymore. They went to the 1187. They messed up when they done that. But anyway, it's a semi-automatic shotgun. Back in, Brother Sam, they called it an automatic shotgun, but you know what I mean. And that thing had a beautiful stock on it. It had a 30-inch full choke barrel on it. That means that squirrel can be way up yonder, and you can still reach up yonder and touch him. Amen. You don't have to shoot that rabbit right there. You can go way out yonder and shoot him. Amen. You can reach out there and touch him. I went to several sporting goods stores, and they was asking anywhere from like $289 to $329 for the same gun. I told them, I said, I can't pay that. I'd rather bought it off of an individual instead of a chain, you know. But I said, I can't pay that. I said, I can buy it down there at Rose's for $229. They said, no, you can't. I said, watch me. I'm going to go get it. And I went and got it. Now, couldn't you see me? I think I bought the gun in September. Couldn't you see me in November, Brother Anthony, when it's time to go hunting? Couldn't you see me saying, Miss Eve, get my shotgun. She gets me my shotgun. By the way, she learned to use it too. She's probably like Granny Clampett on them groundhogs. They wouldn't come out when I was home, so I'd teach her how to shoot them when I wasn't home. They was eating her mater. They stand right up in her face, Sister Jane, eat her maters in the middle of the day. Because they knew the bad boy was working. Amen. But couldn't you see me say, Miss Eve, bring my shotgun. Then say, Miss Eve, get me the telephone directory. What do you want with the telephone directory? Well, I want to call Rose's department store and see if it's all right with them if I take his shotgun hunting. Now, wait a minute. Listen to me. You say, preacher, that'd be foolish. No more foolish than for you and I that are saved to think that we need to give God permission to use us. He's done bought us, Brother Steve. I mean, on my soul, it's stamped in blood, paid in full. I'm his, and he's mine. And I just want to say tonight, bless the Lord. He's worthy of my all. He gave all. Everybody believes that song. Brother Ralph, get that song. Let's sing it tonight before we go home. Jesus paid it all. It's got to be in there somewhere. If it ain't, we need another book. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. How many can say tonight, he washed it white as snow. Never forget. Never forget. Never, never forget. Brother John, I'm not putting you on the spot, but when you're talking about tonight, when you get out of his presence, that's when you begin to get in trouble. Ain't that when we begin to forget, Brother John? We begin to forget who we belong to and begin to forget what our purpose in life is and begin to forget how good he's been to us. And we get over in another field where we ain't got no business. Somebody help me tonight. Amen.